My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I want them to love playing for each other, and I want them to love being a Buffalo Sabre for Sabre fans that I think are some of the greatest in the league. We're going to have to earn it. From day one, the work is going to have to start now. We're going to have to earn it. We're going to have to step on the ice when the season starts and earn the respect of everybody.
It's great to be back in North America and playing on home ice in front of our fans. We've been waiting for that all summer, so I can't wait.
Drops it for Alex Tuck. Thompson to the net for a screen. Loose puck. Allen reaching for it. They jam away at it. They score. Tage Thompson pokes it in. Down the right side. Cousins in the middle of the ice. Scores! J.J. Paterka. Sabres get it back again. Here's Benson in front. What a move. Score! Stolen here as Alex Tuck from the right dot scores!
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Sabres, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Opening night. Catch the fever, Joe.
I'm ready.
You guys both wore jerseys.
I wore jerseys.
And I just didn't think to. I feel bad about that.
See, I saw it in the closet there. I'm like, I should wear that.
Yeah.
If you didn't look at it directly, I could see not thinking about it.
I did the thing where I wore this hoodie that I'm wearing half of yesterday.
Like, yes.
Like from from 3 o'clock on.
Yes.
And then I went to bed. I was taking it off. I thought, I'm just going to wear that tomorrow.
It's like, I haven't got the full day's worth.
Yeah. I warmed it up. I liked it.
I wore it for 6 hours.
Yep.
So that means I have another 6 hours in it.
That's right. So I put it on deck. I was just like, I'm going to go right back to the hoodie that I wore yesterday.
But that, by that logic, you can't wear it all of today.
I probably won't. I'm going to the hockey game tonight.
Right,
I'll take it off around the same time.
And then jersey.
So there's like a full day's worth. It's like the stat man games. This would be hoodie days. I only got a half a hoodie day.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to complete the full hoodie day out of this.
Right.
And then I'll throw a jersey on.
It's like a pitcher that you only used for 2 innings the night before, so I got 3 innings left the next day at least.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the smartest thing anyone's ever said. That's exactly right.
Thank you.
It's a reliever. Yeah.
It's a reliever. He
didn't pitch too much last night. He's ready to go again right away.
Exactly.
Right back to it.
That's your hoodie, your reliever hoodie.
That's right. And it feels great, let me tell you.
Josh got the slug jersey on in there.
Oh, I mean, that's a bold statement. Listen, he might still be in the meat sweats. He took down the full Dominator burger yesterday.
That's
the whole thing.
I finished it. I can't believe you did that. It's nuts.
Have you talked to him about the full process yet?
Not the full process. I don't think the full process. What's the full process?
Maybe we don't want the full process.
I don't want the full process. I don't need the post-game analysis.
But the problem was I was hosting, so I couldn't. I could have finished it, I think, in an hour and 15 minutes. I finished it in an hour 47, but I had to wait.
An hour and 47? I didn't realize it was that long.
An hour and 47. But I had, because I had to wait, because Zach and I were hosting from 10 o'clock on.
That's, so, yeah, that's fair. You gave me eating that during the show. I mean, you wouldn't be able to talk, right? They'd just be salivating, like, as you're trying to make some point about Sean McDermott. I don't know.
That it's funny you said, I could have done it in an hour and 15. Like, that's normal amount of time to eat a burger.
It's still a very long time.
I just felt like an hour 47 wasn't the true
True number. I get
It'd be like a period and a half of the game tonight. If you were to order it at pregame, it'd be like half the game.
Oh, it's an all-game sandwich. Like, if you
an all-game sandwich.
It's an all-game sandwich.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's a new food item idea for them. What if I could get some sort of... you know, three-course meal where there's one thing I eat per period.
Ooh.
You just open up the first period, eat that. Open up the second period, eat that. Third period's like an apple tart or something like that.
I'm into that. Yeah. Is dessert going to be, you know, how often are you going to be around for dessert this year? Hopefully more often than last year.
Hopefully, yeah.
Because there were some of those. I by the way, I've quit on jerseys. I've reached that stage where I will not get jerseys of players that are on the team right now.
Yeah.
You get burned too many times. I'm wearing right now a Jim Lorenz jersey.
Nice.
That'll never be outdated. I mean, it is outdated because it's from 1975, but it's
Yeah, you can't get fooled on it being outdated. You're buying it outdated or whatever.
He can't become unlikable. I don't think.
Okay, to that point, there's one whatever. This isn't exactly a $1 million question. I think everybody will like Lindy no matter what. That said, if this doesn't go well, is that like, we did this with Marv.
It's going to be awkward.
And Marv isn't hated for what happened the second time through. Marv is still going to be beloved. But it not working out takes a little shine off in the moment.
It will make it feel weird and awkward if it's going really poorly.
It might also make it feel like it's fully impossible and they will never be good.
That's another good point. It will feel like rock bottom again. We just keep digging. We're already at rock bottom, but we have a shovel down there, and it continues to get dug deeper and deeper.
I mean, there's plenty of cases to be made that rock bottom was better, and we had more fun for at least 1 year of rock bottom.
It was the most fun of the drought.
It was.
Easily
the
most fun of the entire drought. We were happy at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are the knives going to be out for Lindy if they are...
No, I think they'll be out for Kevin Adams or the owner. I mean, people, you know, there's lots of ways to slice this up. But
so Lindy gets a pass this year no matter what?
Probably.
And maybe that's...
To a degree, yeah.
It will be not just Adams. Well, this will be kind of quasi-Adams criticism. It's not going to be about the coach this year if they fail. It's going to be an indictment on the players. I think it's going to be seen that way more often. Like, your good players are not good enough.
Yeah.
You can't... That's my biggest fear. My biggest fear about them is getting to the end of the year and looking at their roster and going, Tage Thompson's not good enough to be a number one center, and Dylan Cousins isn't good enough to be a number two center, and, you know, Bo Byram's not a number two defenseman. I don't know. Is he the third name to mention? Probably not. But you know what I mean? That their best players are not good enough to be their best players. And that's good. That's a fear. I don't think I get to Lindy.
Yeah, the problem is that just making the playoffs in the NHL is not even supposed to be that hard.
No, not at all.
And the Sabres have the longest drought, of course, which means...
Ever.
Which means, no surprise here, every other team has made it.
Yeah.
So, you know, no matter how good or bad you think those other organizations are,
including
every
teams
other,
that didn't exist
multiple,
when it started.
Yes, right. Teams that have moved and teams that have gone through other bankruptcies, like the Coyotes have made it more recently, and that is incredible.
Winnipeg didn't exist when they made the playoffs.
Yeah,
last.
They were the Thrashers at the time.
So that's
right?
That's three, right? Is Utah about to become the fourth?
I mean, Utah's 1-0. I don't necessarily want to start. Listen, it's not
sorry.
The opener.
This was very negative.
No, it's okay. It's not the opener. It's the home opener.
It's the home opener.
And I wonder how different we would feel if they hadn't played New Jersey twice a half a world away. Like, if those two games didn't exist, which I want to ask how many people even really saw them. A Friday at 10 a.m., a Friday at 1 p.m., and a Saturday at 10 a.m., and, you know, they're way out in Prague. And, okay, they're playing the Devils. Yeah, I know they're playing. It doesn't feel like an NHL game, but I know that it is. So, all right, whatever. Call me when you're back home. And now they're back home. And the games are underway throughout the league. And a win tonight, I don't want to say it would go a long way, but it might steady the ship, Joe. You know, a win tonight, then you're playing the Panthers, who are good, whatever. It stinks to look in 5 or 6 game increments at the start of a hockey season and say, boy, I really need you to get 3 of these ones, instead of just kind of entering it freely. And, you know, I was looking at some of the tweets out of Utah and how excited they are to have a team. And what we've got is this self-fulfilling or this perpetual negative feedback loop where they lose and the crowd turns on them fast. Mm-hmm. And then they lose and the crowd turns on them fast. I mean, it was last year that they stopped saluting the crowd because they were mad at the crowd for wanting a coaching change. That was last year.
Yeah.
And that's about as dark as it can get for the players to be upset with the fans for being upset with the players.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is that going to happen tonight if they have a bad first period?
I don't know.
Is it just going to start down that road again where they'll boo? There will be boos if they have a bad first period. And then what? I have to worry that the players are going to be pouting for the next month because of that?
I know. I don't think so. I mean, you know, Lindy's been around the block, right? He's been on teams that were bad and probably booed and underachieved. And, you know, Lindy's supposed to be the it's not good enough guy. All the players that have played for him before will tell you that we're going to find out who's going to play up to his level and who won't. So I'm going tonight. My wife and I are going tonight. And I'm afraid about how many people will be there. This used to be I would do a Sabres ticket draft, with splitting tickets with a bunch of people. And I would draft in and pick 10 or 15 games. And my first pick was this opener. Mm-hmm. I always want to be at the opener, no matter what. It's one of my favorite days of the year is the home opener. The Bills home opener, the Sabres home opener, and Thanksgiving. Those are my 3 favorite days of the year for a long time. And this one has really taken some hits over the years. Now it's a Thursday against the Kings, and I feel like it's must win, or else it's going to get ugly. I am excited to see the new Jumbotron. That's right. New Jumbotron. We went over the new food items yesterday with the folks from KeyBank Center, which was cool. Like, there's a lot. The fan experience is better. They have improved that considerably. And you would hope that the on-ice product can follow as well.
Last year's home opener was a sellout. 2 years ago, it was 15,300.
I bet we're closer to that. Last year was a sellout because it was off a year where it felt like they're ready to take the step.
Yeah, it felt like it's finally going to happen.
Right, and this year is almost like, it's almost a redo. It's, no, they were still supposed to take a step, but now we're going to upgrade at coach. And also, got rid of Jeff Skinner, and we'll see if they can replace the scoring there. But,
sorry, I just looked at the home opener from the year before that.
What's the crowd for that? 9,000?
8,400.
8,400.
Oh. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jeez. it got really bad there for a year. I don't think it'll be that bad.
Is that Granados?
Wasn't that COVID, though?
Is that Granato's first year? What was that? Granato's first full year?
You might be right. 2021, 22. Yeah, I don't remember. Were there still COVID stuff going on there? Maybe the border was closed. I don't know.
Maybe. That's a big part of it, probably.
I don't know. I want to be hopeful about them. It's just, you kind of got to work for it,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
You kind of got to work to be, all right, new season, and, you know, let's go. Anything can happen. Nobody goes this long with missing the playoffs. Nobody ever has gone this long missing the playoffs like this. It's got to end at some point. Lindy's back. They're going to be more mature, back to form. It just feels like you're working to that. Especially, man, you're right. The two Prague games, you kind of want to just put them to the side because
I want to pretend they didn't happen.
But they did.
I know.
They did, right? And I think maybe not only did they happen, but, you know, like the start of games thing. When you see commonalities between your Prague games and things that have happened in the past, it's very easy to fall into, oh, they're the same old team.
Can I tell you what the Prague games reminded me of?
Yeah.
This might be one of the darkest moments in franchise history. Do you remember when they, during one of the COVID years, the restructure years, they played the Islanders like 800 times?
Oh, yeah.
And they went winless again. Did they go winless? Every game
right.
was 5-1 Islanders.
That might be right.
And it was such a dark day. Oh, boy, here's another one. Who do we got tomorrow? The Islanders again. And they were
and
stuck.
And it would always be in a row, right?
Yeah, like three in a row.
Yeah.
I think they might have had three straight 5-2 losses to the Islanders at one point.
Here we go, the COVID year. They lost 3-1, then 3-0, then 5-2. Oh, here it is. This is the stretch. March 4th through March 7th of 2021. That's how many days? 4 days?
Yeah.
They played the Islanders 3 times. All in probably an empty Islanders arena, and they lost 5-2, 5-2, 5-2.
There you go.
That's Listen, amazing.
Hey.
I did not remember that happening. They lost by the same score 3 days and 4 days to the same team?
Right. Anytime.
That's amazing.
Anytime going forward you want to talk about rock bottom, that is it.
You know I don't
that
remember
it? That is it identified.
Because that's the middle of the Kruger losing streak that I just wiped from my brain.
That is rock
that's
bottom.
That's why I didn't remember it.
So they've come a long way since then, I guess.
Oh, from that. I mean,
come
geez.
A long way from that.
Yeah.
And, you know, going 0-2 is not a death sentence. It can be all right. The question is, how long will it take Lindy to get things on the right track? Whether it's the power play, which did not look good over the first two games, or if it's the top line. Like, I was driving in today thinking about this game tonight and thinking, man, I'm going to really watch Tage. I'm going to really watch and see, can he be worth... When he signs a contract the first year, it's the bargain contract. Oh, my God, I can't believe He's so good. He's so cheap. Is it the best contract in the NHL? And then last year, that was not the case. You know, now he might just be fine, right? If you are a $7 million player?
Yeah, 7.1
right, or
something.
If he puts up, like, you know, 77 points, then that's fine. It's really not what you wanted to sign up for. You wanted to sign up for a bargain. That's what the Sabres are trying to do with all these big, long contracts, is get guys locked up at under market value and hope that they outperform. So, I don't know. With Tage, whether it's Tage or Cousins, Paterka, of course, their best player maybe or their most exciting player got hurt in the opening weekend. Not fun. All right. We're not doing a good job of pumping people up.
Did you see what they did, Lindy did to the power play yesterday? It's going to be Zucker's on the top unit. So, that's who we're counting on now to score goals,
which,
I guess.
Hey, he's the Skinner replacement, and Skinner was never good on the power play, so maybe Zucker will be.
That's true. But Turk is not on it anymore.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. I mean, at this point, power play, try whatever you want. Do whatever. Put 5 defensemen out there and see if that works.
I just want to watch a team that outshoots its opponent
13-5.
Well, 13-5 in the first period.
That's
just
the thing.
Like, give me... That's what I want. You know, you can't ask for wins or losses. But for me, hey, it's the first period, it's your home opener, come out charged up, outshoot the Kings 13-5. That's my standard. You know? That's like a regular NHL opener energy.
Well, here's the thing though. Are they going to be that type of team? What's more likely? They're a team like that can that's kind of what they were 2 years ago, wasn't it? At times?
Yeah.
Where
and they just needed some saves.
Right. But I wonder now, there are some goals, there's some talent, especially in the bottom six, Mittelstadt, Olofsson, who would have scored like 40 goals, or what, 70 points between the two, 80 points between the two that year. They're not on the team anymore. Skinner was off the team. Like, aren't they more likely to be a team that gets outshot 13-5, but we watch them win games 2-1? Aren't they more likely to be that? That's how I'm thinking. Like, what is my standard? What is the standard for them? Like, I want it to be that. But I'm wondering if this is going to be a year like we just watched the Red Wings have last year, or we've seen the Islanders have seven times in the last 10 years, which is, that team is not good. But they get to overtime, they win games they shouldn't win all the time. And I look at their numbers at the end of the year, and hey, expected goals for, they're like 26th in the league, but they've got 95 points.
Take it.
That's, to me, like, that's more likely than they're just going to boat race teams.
Well, that's where Lindy is a bit of an interesting part of this conversation. Lindy has been on teams that shut everyone down and played defense and relied on their goalie.
Yeah.
And he's been a part of a team that played for the highest scoring team in the league, that played to outscore you and mock you while you couldn't keep up. So he's coached both.
So what does he think he's got?
What does he think he's got? Because here's what I would say to that. Granato thought he had a wheeler-dealer team, and he was right.
Yes.
And then they decided to try and pull it back, and that was wrong.
Right.
Isn't the right thing to do to just wheel and deal, baby? They got fans back 2 years ago by being entertaining. That's a big part of it. Granato even said it. We're an entertainment business, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Goals will come. He said defense is easy. I mean, that did not prove to be true in the long run. But they got their fans back by scoring. That's how it happened. And I wonder what kind of, you know, message that there is from Lindy on that, from Kevin Adams on that, from anybody on that. Like, hey, we got to get people back, and let's go score some goals. So we'll see. We'll see what they come out as tonight. That's why I want 13-5. 13-5 is a 20-minute exhibition where you show me you're not trying to just, you know, grind out wins 2-1. You're going to try and put on a show at home and, you know, win a game in the first period. Remember going to these games and you'd be disappointed because they'd be up 6-0 after one. They pull the goalie. In the first intermission, you're like, that was great. Should we go home, though?
Yeah.
What a feeling that was, to be disappointed they were too good.
Right.
I mean, it didn't happen a lot, but I remember a Washington game once.
That happened more than
against, like, Brett Johnson, maybe?
Okay, where they just, oh, yeah, yeah. Were they wearing black and red that year?
Yeah, I think
that
so. Game? Yeah.
I think I remember that
just
one.
Just like 6 in the first.
Last year was the opposite. Last year was, you know.
Last year was.
I will never forget the Friday night against Philly where I sat down in my seat like at the 18:30 mark of the first period and they were down 2-0.
Last
or maybe
year.
3-0. I don't even remember.
Last year's home opener, it was over at 1-0.
Last year's home opener
was one of the worst games you could attend.
What was it? It was 1-0 early?
It's the Rangers. The Rangers scored and the game was over. And they lose 5-1.
5-1. Yep.
I mean, last year was one of those, I'm ready to be back in the building, it's the home opener, one of my favorite days of the year, and they got skunked. It was never close. The Rangers, turns out, by the way, really good.
Yep.
So maybe that's what happened against the Devils.
Do they have any famous home openers? Like, what comes to mind? We talked about the Eichel one the other day, about his debut. Is there another, like, what's the all-time Sabres home opener?
I don't know.
Is there not one, maybe?
It's they're not as memorable as Bill's home openers, right?
Sure, right.
Meanwhile, on the out-of-town scoreboard, Victor Olofsson had 2 goals last night for Vegas.
So
Olofsson, it is funny. I wouldn't dispute anybody that says Olofsson defensively nothing. Skinner defensively nothing. But as those two players, if they continue to play for Vegas and Edmonton and fill the net on good teams, I'm going to put my hand up and say, how come that doesn't work here? Why?
It did 2 years ago.
No, but why is it okay for them to have a role player like that and be good, this team can't? Like, the Skinner thing is going to be more interesting than Olofsson for me. Skinner, not Lindy's kind of player. Okay, Edmonton, though? He's with the team that was a win away from the Stanley Cup?
Yep.
And he's going to play on the second line?
Yep.
We'll see.
They did lose 6-0 last night.
Edmonton.
The Vegas won 8-4.
Tell me Skinner was a -6. That's all I want to know.
Let me see. Olofsson, by the way, 2 goals in part because, like, Eichel had 4 assists. He's playing with Eichel.
You know, he did that.
That did happen here.
He did that once before. His first 15 goals of his career came on, like, Eichel-assisted power play goals.
Yeah. So he's kind of
Eichel 4 assists, huh?
Little Eichel-reliant, maybe. Skinner was only a -1 last night, by the way.
Forces.
McDavid -2. Bust. He's better than McDavid last night.
803-0550. We'll get calls in on your Sabres opener. We've got Bills news, of course. James Cook injured. Curtis Samuel injured. Khalil Shakir did not practice again. So the beat-up Bills going to New York to play the Jets on Monday Night Football, who, of course, have changed their coach. We've got a game tonight, so we'll chop it up. I also, if found something. Yesterday, we asked and just kind of talked about the idea of how often Josh is scrambling. And there's scramble rate, and then there's throwing on the run rate, which there should be a term for that, right? Like scramble pass, scramble yards, and then scramble pass yards. Found the answer to where Allen stands in how often he is on the move with the ball. That's running it, getting sacked, and throwing it. How often Allen is on the move with the ball, and we can discuss what that means for this Bills offense, because the answer is pretty far at one end. We'll get to that. Mike in Connecticut, stick with us. We'll get your call on the other side as well. We got to get a break in. 803-0550. Happy Sabres home opener day. And, you know, we'll, of course, get you ready for Monday Night Football here on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.